We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1
Amp Radio.
Prepare yourself to hear this next Chelsea report. It is so shocking.
The Chelsea Report.
So we have breaking news in the Jussie Smollett case. An absolute twist. As of less than an hour ago, all criminal charges against Jussie Smollett have been dropped.
Wow.
That's insane.
Wow.
Jussie had an emergency court appearance today where all 16 charges completely dropped. He was, of course, accused of paying two brothers to stage a racist homophobic attack on him last January. Now, as you may remember, the police, the Chicago PD came out and there's audio of them, you know, on a bunch of morning shows, like talking about how upset they were. And these were the charges. And this is what he was possibly facing in jail time. And here's kind of some of that audio.
We were treating Mr. Smollett like a victim. So we gave him the benefit of the doubt. But when we discovered the actual motive, quite frankly, it pissed everybody off. Why would anyone, especially an African-American man, use the symbolism of a noose to make false accusations? How can an individual who's been embraced by the city of Chicago turn around and slap everyone in this city in the face by making these false claims?
I'll be honest with you guys. When I saw Chicago PD doing this campaign and touring and being like on Good Morning America and things of this, I remember telling Majestic this, like, I was like, bro, that doesn't seem right. When do you see like a police department chief going on a tour, yeah, like a media tour?
Mm-hmm. Well,
they felt, you know, like, what I'm saying? Like, they're so eager.
I mean, they felt
to bust them for something.
But
you know?
Also, Jussie himself went on that tour too, right? So, like, the Chicago PD felt like insulted that he was making these claims, and then there was this whole thing like, why can't they investigate? Where are the videos? What's happening? And they overreacted. Like, look, they're just dropping the charges that they can't prove that Jussie Smollett faked this whole thing. They can't prove that he did that. And it happened overnight, which generally, in terms of like law and the like criminal justice system, if the DA decided like, yo, we got nothing, and the judge the next morning dismisses all charges, they want to seal the records. They want to expunge any record of him being arrested, which would indicate that something with the Chicago PD's investigation,
yep,
had nothing. And it, because of all that, you know, touring and stuff, that judge felt like it was like, yo, this is over today. Still doesn't mean he didn't have a hand in this. It just means no one's getting prosecuted for anything.
Well, no matter what, this all feels, I don't know what to believe, because it all feels very,
right,
shady. Like, there's still so many questions. And even right now, as I'm reading up on the charges being dropped, like, they're not saying anything as to why. Like, all we have is a statement from Jussie's legal team just basically saying, yeah, like, you know, he was villainized and this is what happens and he can't wait to get back to work and his life, like, you know, he's innocent kind of thing. And it's just, I still have questions. Like, it feels fishy to me. Like, why would they just drop it with no reasoning right now?
Mm-hmm. My conspiracy theory is that as Chicago PD was going and getting evidence in this, trying to prove Jussie Smollett faked this whole thing, they probably did something illegal to be able to get evidence. And because of that one thing,
right,
you knew you were going to get thrown out. The case was going to get thrown out because they got exposed. That's my conspiracy theory.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they can no longer probably prosecute him. But we still don't know. And I don't know if anybody will ever know, except Jussie Smollett,
right, mm-hmm,
and the alleged two dudes that were there.
Mm-hmm.
If he really got jumped and hurt because it was a hate crime, or if it was a setup. I don't think we'll ever know, guys.
Yeah, here's the weird thing, too, that we have to remember is that the facts are he does know these two guys,
right,
that admitted to jumping him. So
the brothers, right?
The brothers.
They got him on camera buying rope and red hats.
That's
and all
facts. So
yeah,
how do we explain that?
So I think it just comes down to what can you prove in a court of law? And clearly they didn't have enough evidence to prove that Jussie orchestrated this faking of it. They could prove that he knows the guys. They could prove that the guys bought the stuff. But they dropped charges against those guys to have them cooperate. But can they actually prove that Jussie set that up, right? And so, like, I think the Chicago PD went hard in public and hard because they were hoping for a confession. because they were hoping Jussie would confess, and that's why he had 16 counts, that maybe he could plead down to a couple counts, but he didn't, and his lawyers stood strong, and the DA and the judge were like, yeah, we got nothing.
Right, because they even went as far as doing 16 counts for every single lie he mentioned, instead of just doing one count. Can't wait to hear from you. Why do you believe? What's your theory as to why the prosecution dropped the charges?
This is the next episode of Empire is what's happening right now.
Legit.
Like, literally, we're that's what it right feels now. Like.
We're in it and we're not getting paid for it.
Terrence Howard, you monster.
Cookie, where you at?
I know.
877-971-HITS is the number to call or text. What is your theory? Why did the charges all of a sudden get dropped in Jussie Smollett's case of him allegedly faking and staging his whole attack? Albert from Gardena, why do you believe the charges were dropped against Jussie Smollett?
Bad police work, period.
Are you in law enforcement by any chance, Albert?
No, I'm not. I'm a physical therapist by profession.
Oh, okay. Cool. No, you sounded kind of legit, bro. You know what I'm saying? The way
he's like, I'm not part of law enforcement, but I've been tangentially involved.
Can't get into too much detail. So bottom line, you think Chicago PD did something shady to try to get some evidence, and because of that, the case was going to be thrown out? Is that basically it?
Exactamente.
I'm with you on that, bro. So ultimately, do you believe Jussie Smollett staged this hate crime?
I think so, but he got away because of bad police work.
Albert, appreciate you listening, my man. You should look into getting in the law, bro. You sound legit.
All right, have a good day, guys.
He's like neighborhood consultant.
Jasmine from LA, good morning.
Good morning.
Why do you believe, what's your theory as to why the charges got dropped in the Jussie Smollett case of allegedly him staging this whole attack?
What I think is the brothers had some kind of beef with him. They planned it. They orchestrated it. And once they figured it out, they couldn't do anything because they already had immunity for agreeing to comply or to, you know, help them with their investigation. But he didn't actually orchestrate it. It was the brothers.
Gotcha.
But for what?
Maybe they had a beef. Maybe he was kind of a jerk on set, or maybe he owed them, I don't know.
Someone else paid them?
He is one of the brothers was his personal trainer, so maybe the whole plan was, we'll jump him in the streets, he's been getting threatened, and then all of a sudden he's gonna be back in the gym next week trying to bulk up.
Maybe, or maybe he was just kind of a jerk. He's kind of a he's always crying about everything, and they decided to do it.
Well, he's crying about everything in the show Empire. Not in real life. He's actually had a pretty private personal life and very chill. That's why it was so surprising. So Jasmine, you're saying that the two Nigerian brothers legit attacked Jussie Smollett, and their defense behind it was, no, he hired us to do it. He orchestrated it all. And Chicago PD believed them instead of Jussie?
Yeah, and I mean, and the video of them buying the stuff, it doesn't prove, like they said, it doesn't prove Jussie orchestrated it. It means the brothers did it. They could have done that. That's why they have him on video. What? They had access to him.
If that is true, which it could be, because, like, you know, the facts are, we do know that they were there, you know, and that they were buying the stuff that, that was at the scene. I feel like there's got to be something bigger, a bigger part to the story, like someone else is involved, or they were paid. There's got to be more to it that we just don't know.
And maybe they weren't paid. Maybe they were owed money, because he did pay them money. He was the trainer. Maybe he wasn't happy with them, fired him. Maybe he didn't pay them the
You also did bring up a point that, and I think Chicago PD blew it on this one. They gave these homeboys immunity from the jump to testify against. It almost sounds like Chicago was trying to coerce these brothers into just, like, verifying every detail the cops thought was the true story.
Because you got to remember this.
Exactly.
Jasmine, I think you're onto something, because I think Chicago PD had beef with Jussie Smollett from the get when he didn't want to give up his cell phone.
That's right.
Because they're like, yo, show us your cell phone. Were you really talking to your manager when you got attacked, so on and so forth? And allegedly, Jussie didn't want to give up his cell phone because God knows what else he has in there. Videos, pictures that he didn't want to get leaked, you know?
Right.
And if you look at the history, you can't really trust Chicago PD.
No, exactly. And those brothers, they knew. LAPD says, or Chicago PD says, hey, you agree with us, you get immunity, they get off scot-free.
Jasmine, appreciate you listening. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Have a good one.
We may never find out, guys, the truth.
They're sealing the records. I don't think they want to tell us anyway.
The only person that knows the truth is that Subway sandwich that he bought that night.
Wasn't even a sandwich!
No one buys a sandwich at 2:30 in the morning when it's freezing out.
Was it a breakfast?
I do if I've been out drinking.
Do you have been out drinking? It's negative 25 degrees. You ain't doing that.
She's like, when I drink, I do it.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1 Amp Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.